$3 million earmarked in a bond bill for a drainage project at the three-county fairgrounds and the surrounding densely populated residential neighborhood have been included on the latest list of capital projects authorized by Governor Deval Patrick. Eliminating flooding that occurs frequently at the fairgrounds is a key to advancing a $40 million redevelopment of the property, according to Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz.
This project was unique in that it really is going to help us deal with a municipal issue that affects, you know, homes and properties, but it's also going to be critical to the ongoing redevelopments of the three-county fairgrounds, which has local and regional economic development and tourism impact.
The fairgrounds are part of a 185-acre watershed in the Connecticut River floodplain. The area also includes more than 130 homes, a few commercial buildings, and the Northampton Airport. To end the persistent flooding, an engineering report commissioned by the city proposed the installation of a 48-inch diameter drain pipe that would run through the neighborhood under Interstate 91 to the Connecticut River. Mayor Narkowitz said the state funding will pay for a full-scale design of the project and environmental permitting. The total cost is likely to exceed $5 million.
This is really going to help us get this project started. We've already put some city money into it, and obviously we'll be continuing to look for other sources of funding, but this is really critical to get this project advanced and moving forward.
Narkowitz said State Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst and State Representative Peter Cocott of Northampton worked for a year to earmark the $3 million for the project in a bond bill.
We wouldn't even be able to start that process without this funding. So I'm very appreciative to Governor Patrick and especially to, you know, Senator Rosenberg and Representative Cocott, who've been, you know, working closely with the city to advocate for this funding.
The plan to redevelop the three-county fairgrounds into a year-round multi-use exhibition facility is one of the top economic development projects in Northampton. The construction of an 80,000-square-foot exhibition hall, along with other new buildings and upgrades to the electrical system, are the major improvements that are planned to be done in phases over the next decade. The new facilities would allow the fairgrounds to triple the number of annual events held there. Project proponents say it would result in hundreds of additional jobs and a $35 million boost to the local economy. Governor Patrick was briefed on the redevelopment plans during a tour of the fairgrounds in 2012.
I'm a believer, as I think you know, that targeted and wise public investments can generate private job creation and revenue creation, and that's what's happening here.
The state gave $4 million to the Three-County Fair Association in 2010 to build three new horse barns on the fairgrounds. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.